This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, I promised you guys I wouldn't be bagging on the movie Barbie much longer because you would think it would be out of the news. But Barbie for Best Picture, really? Now, mind you, I love Margot Robbie. Oh, actually, their whole, oh my gosh, who was just Ken? I forget his name. Ken. Gosling. Yeah, Ryan Gosling. Fantastic actors. Fantastic costumes. A pretty movie. With all the colors. Michael Cera did a good job. But horrible story. Really, Best Picture? Come on, people. So the Academy Awards, which have really been, you know, starting to make a lot of us kind of scratch our heads, but sometimes they do nominate some movies that, you know, really, or they make us aware that there are some really, really good movies out there. So I do always read what made it that far, but they really have to be careful because if this is all about, you know, narratives and politics and, you know, you're really losing the average viewer. You know, one reason why some of these other movies and shows have done so well is because there's no politics. People don't want to go and be, you know, listening to how men are bad and how we need an all-woman run world. Listen, I'm a woman. Being a woman, I love working with men. I want to be, you know, treated as an equal when it comes to pay, and as long as I'm doing equal work. Equal pay for equal work. If I'm doing less, then I make less. If I'm doing more, I make more. I don't want women running the world. I think, you know, we work with everybody, you know, together. And the Barbie messaging was absolutely horrible. And, you know, people in the movie were walking out. Nobody was laughing at the jokes. And it's a shame because Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling, and the rest of the cast, fantastic cast. Yeah. You know? And, you know, just stupid movie. So Best Picture. The nominees are American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. So I haven't seen Killers of the Flower Moon. That was a long movie, so I'm waiting to rent it. I think it's now streaming. It looked good, and Leonardo DiCaprio is a fantastic actor. Now, but I, you know, Barbie, Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer was good. Was it Oscar property? I mean, it was good. Was it the best movie of the year? But I haven't seen the other ones. Maybe it is better than the other ones. Best actor may go to Bradley Cooper for Maestro, Coleman Domingo for Rustin, Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers, Cillian Murphy for his role in Oppenheimer, Jeffrey Wright in American Fiction. Best actress, Annette Bening for Naiad, Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon, Sandra Hüller, Anatomy of a Fall, Carey Mulligan, Maestro, and Emma Stone for Poor Things. For Best Director, Jonathan Glazer for Zone of Interest, Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things, Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer, Martin Scorsese for Killers of the Flower Moon, and Justine Triet, Anatomy of the Fall. You know, and, you know, when you look at these other, you know, my big problem that I have is when I watch sports, when I watch movies, when I want to escape from the chaos that life is right now, I don't want a movie about the chaos. I don't want a movie telling me how I should vote. I don't want a movie making me feel like I'm stupid if I don't love the character. Now, I've been watching some movies where you just don't fall in love with the character. They casted people that you just don't, you know, are miscast. There are some people who are just perfectly cast. And you pick the right person. Then you have other actors where they could do anything. You just put Leonardo DiCaprio. Put Denzel Washington. Put Samuel Jackson. They could do any roles. But you just kind of wonder what they're thinking. And you would think that if something was a good story, because, would read classics and would hear songs that were hits. Well, not entirely, because there were a lot of hits in the 80s that I couldn't stand. Like that My House. Da, 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 da. I don't even know what they're saying. What was it? Burning Down the House. Talking Heads. I hated that song. And that was a hit. So maybe that's it. A hit is something that sells, but you would think you'd have to actually stomach it for it to sell. Barbie, the audience, did not look like they were liking it, so I'm not sure what happened there. And I've talked to people who really wanted to love the movie and said they couldn't stand it. See, for me, I think the reason why I was so upset is when I heard they were going to do a Barbie movie, me with my background in marketing and stories, and I was like, okay, they could take this anywhere. This could be huge. Finally, boy, they could make this not so much like a Marvel superhero, but they could have Barbie, oh my God, the opportunities are endless. And instead, rather than a fun movie, she was crying the whole time. He was crying, and it was a anti-man fest. We as consumers need to demand better quality entertainment. We don't want to feel bad. There was a show, we have something called Smith Center in my neck of the woods in Nevada, where we get some amazing performances. And there was one performance, and there was this one play, and I forget what it was, and I think it was with Green Day, and they were simulating sex. There was a lot of sex in it, and there was a lot, and it was probably one of the least favorite ones I liked. I thought Sister Act was good. I thought Book of Mormon was good. I thought The River Dance was good and Les Mis. But, I noticed that when people don't buy the tickets or when they don't seem to, support crappy or shows that don't do well, if they don't clap, maybe it won't happen and we'll have better shows. That's all I'm asking for. So we'll see what happens with the Academy Awards. But I hope some of these movies are actually really good. I just haven't had time or the desire to watch them. 1-877, Doc Dolly. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I love cold weather. Now, maybe it's because I live in the southwest part of the country, and so it's very hot, dry. We don't have a lot of trees. It's pretty deserty. So in my neck of the woods, we've gotten some rain, some snow in the mountains. I'm loving it. But, oh, and look, you know what? Even my computer's loving it. Look, even my computer's loving it. All right. But unfortunately, the seasonal blues or seasonal affective disorder or the winter blues set in, and many people feel down in the dumps. Interestingly, I get tired when it's rainy. When it's rainy, I just want to cuddle up, curl up in a blankie, put the fireplace on, watch a movie, or snuggle in bed and go to sleep. That's for me, but I'm happy about that. Now, other people, they might be maybe misinterpreting the fatigue as depression, as, well, I want to have energy. And, you know, it's interesting. We talk about our bodies, how we need rest every day, and yet need to have good sleep, 7 to 9 hours of sleep to rest your minds and to solidify memories and to heal parts of your body that need healing. What if that has to happen during the year? You know how bears hibernate? Many animals, tarantulas, you know, they take things slower during certain times of the year. What if that's what our bodies are supposed to be doing? Now, during the holiday season, it's my busiest season. As a doctor, there's no way we could slow down. I am so busy during the holidays. December was exhausting. But maybe that's why in January, I'm pooped. I'm done. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to. Maybe it's just my body wants to hibernate. Interesting. There's a trend on TikTok called wintering. And they're talking about slowing down during the winter. You know, why act like it's summer when it's winter? We don't have to always be. And this is something I've said, you know, maybe our summer activities don't always have to happen in the winter. Now, for me, I look at winter, well, then you ski. You snowmobile. You snowboard. You play in the snow. You always need activity. You should be active every day. But does it have to be the same type of activity as summer? Maybe this is a way for our bodies to kind of regroup. Same thing with our minds. So it's an interesting concept. And so I'm wondering, for those people with seasonal affective disorder, is it mental health issue? Is it depression? Is it anxiety? It could be for some. Or is it the body trying to have them reset and re-energize for the spring and the summer? Now, everybody's different. For me, the spring is not my happiest time of year. And I think it's because I have bad allergies. I can barely breathe from March till June. My nose is running. I feel sick. I'm getting sinus infections. My allergies stink. I can't stand it. I have to get a shot of Kenalog just to control it. And it's just not my favorite time of year. And so, you know, people feel like, well, you know, I don't like the summer. It's too hot. It's muggy. It's humid. Maybe it's okay. Maybe the problem we have is we watch these movies or we watch TV or we watch commercials and everybody's happy. And they're all playing in the snow or they're celebrating Christmas or they're at the lake, you know, or they're doing barbecues and they're all, and, you know, it's all about that. And, you know, a lot of us are like, but that's not me. So I'm here to tell you, that's okay for it to not be you. Now, if you do feel you're suffering from depression or anxiety, definitely get yourself seen. You know, depression is where it could last for weeks, same thing with anxiety, where it's not necessarily temperature-related or fog-related or rain or sun-related. It's where, you know, you don't want to get out of bed. You aren't motivated to go to work. You want to call out all the time. You don't want to see people. Or you're angry, or you want a fight. You just, you know, the next person that talks to you, you are going to just gladly chew their head off. Or you're nervous, or always worrying, or can't turn it off. You know, these are things that are defense mechanisms sometimes. You know, when your body, let's say you lost a loved one, and we have friends that just lost a loved one. And I had just spoken with her a couple days before she died, and wow, it's not easy. So it's no wonder that if you're going through something like that, you don't want to leave the house. That's a defense mechanism, because you don't want anything bad happening. You're also not 100% there. Now, look at how smart our bodies are. You just lose a loved one. Your mind is wandering. You're depressed. You're crying. Your eyes are filled with tears. You're going to get behind a vehicle on a slippery highway? Maybe that's God or nature's or your body's way of protecting you. You're not able, you're weak. You're vulnerable when you're in severe grief. You just got broken up or you just got dumped. That I could relate to, getting dumped. And nobody, now, I feel like nobody likes me, whatever. You know, that's not the best time to go and meet somebody. Now, the person was an idiot or whatever. And you learn that, you know, this wasn't you, and you learn to overcome. But wanting to just stay home and not deal with people might be a good way to repair yourself. Now, we don't want that happening for days, weeks, years. Isolation could worsen depression. But wanting to be left alone sometimes isn't the worst thing. You know, in the Jewish religion, we have Shiva, where when somebody dies, you have 7 days where you mourn. You don't go to work, you don't cook, you don't clean, but people in the community do that for you. They come in, they bring food, and they're there for you because, you know, sometimes being alone and being isolated isn't the best thing, and so they want to be there for you. But oftentimes, we will sometimes let the person just cry and do their thing. You don't try to always distract. You don't try to say, well, maybe it's good because they would have been hit by a bus. You don't say those things. Let the person grieve. Let the person kind of, you know, and it's always hard because you're when you get dumped, you feel like you're by yourself. When you lose your job and get fired, you feel like you're by yourself. And you don't realize that so many other people are going through that. And when you try to help other people, say, well, when I was dumped, or when I lost so-and-so, or when I got fired, you know, people think, well, nobody wants to hear that. But actually, some people do. It reminds them that you went through that. And they're like, well, how long did it take for you to bounce back? Oh, it took me a while. But this is what I did. This is what helped me. So, you know, when you look at this winter reset or this, you know, I think our bodies, you know, walling up in the house, curling up with a book, maybe catching up on some correspondence or some TV shows we wanted to watch, I don't think that's the worst thing. My weekends are busier than my weeks. Maybe it shouldn't be that way. Maybe I should just sleep in. Relax. You know, there's been studies going back and forth on sleeping in on the weekends. Is that bad? Is it good? Some people have said, well, it's bad because you need to be on a schedule. Your body needs to get used to waking up at the same time. Others say, no, if you're sleeping in, it's because your body needed the rest. Regroup. That's what the weekend's for you to regroup. So, you know, if you don't know what to call it that you're feeling, talk to a medical provider. Let them kind of spell it out for you. You can also call into our show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But just, if you sometimes just want to stay in, and it's not an everyday thing where you always want a hermit, but you just feel like, I just want to stay in, or when it's cold, I don't want to do much, that's actually not bad. Now, you know what? Why get into an accident on black ice? Why deal with slippery roads? Why spend money you don't need to spend? If there's something you prefer, but that's the key. Is it something that you're excited about? Are you excited about curling up, you know, doing movie night with the kids? That to me is a depression. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Seven people were found shot to death in two homes in the Chicago suburb of Joliet, Illinois. The suspect, Romeo Nance, died of what is believed to have been a self-inflicted gunshot wound. We finally have the names of the two Navy SEALs who the U.S. Navy declared dead after they went missing while conducting an operation on January 11th off the coast of Somalia. Navy Special Warfare Operator First Class Christopher Chambers, who was 37, and Navy Special Warfare Operator Second Class Nathan Gage Ingram, who was 27. The New Hampshire primary going on today to decide the GOP candidate for president. Experts saying that former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley needs to beat former President Donald Trump by at least double digit. The Senate working to gain more support for a deal on border policy, and a Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
DocADali, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of our callers is anonymous, listeners, and is asking, how do you get a family member to quit spending all their inheritance? Now, this is you would think that this had to do with somebody who was younger, that got a lot of money, and that was spending a lot, but this is actually in regards to an older parent that has an inheritance that this person would probably benefit from, and the older person is starting to spend a little willy-nilly. And so how do you broach the topic? So we'll talk about that first. For the younger individual that got a hold of a lot of money and is maybe a little immature with it, if they're an adult, they're an adult. They do whatever they want with their money. That's them. You can, depending on how close you are, suggest financial advisors. I know some people are a little mixed on, who to trust and who to go to. But if there is a let's say there's an accountant or there's a financial person that has worked with your family. Let's say, look, while you are, blessed with these opportunities, if you want to talk to somebody about the best way to proceed, so you have a travel budget, a car budget, budget for the future, education budget, it wouldn't hurt. So you could always suggest a financial planner or, somebody to help, somebody who is outside of the family that could guide them. And I think it's okay to suggest it, but, when you have an adult and they do their own thing, I know it's not easy, but that's how I would approach it. I would say, look, there's a lot of the market's going to be very interesting. I'm not good at that. I want to give you advice, but I want to make sure you're getting the best advice so that you are perched and poised, depending on what happens if the market collapses, et cetera. So, will you do me a favor and get some of that advice and give it to me? Because I'd like to know what you do. I'd like to follow, because I trust your judgment. Something like that. And hopefully it's somebody that, doesn't think you're being condescending, that thinks you're being very honest, genuine with them, and maybe they'll, or you could be up front. If you're close enough to that family member, say, look, you're going to blow all of it by the age of 25. Don't make the same mistakes a lot of people do. Hey, talk to a wealth advisor, get that money into banks and investments that are stable investments, mutual funds, and start thinking about your future. Don't be stupid. I have some family members that I could talk to like that. So those would be your options. Now, what about if you have a parent, and we've spoken about this on the show, what if you have a parent or let's say you are in line for an inheritance, grandparent, you and your kids, and the person who has the money is not being very, conservative with their money. Well, I've told you this. In my family, nobody ever had money for an inheritance. Maybe we had one grandmother, and I think my parents spent that money. But for the most part, everybody in my family was poor. So I have never expected or anticipated any sort of inheritance. And if anybody does have money in my family, I'd rather you enjoy it. I'd rather the last check you ever write bounce. Since, just like in Ocean's 11, which means you enjoyed yourself, you paid all your debts, hopefully and you lived life the way you wanted to. But what if, let's say, somebody is starting to lose some of their cognitive abilities? You can always set up a trust, or you could set up with a financial planner ways to protect the money, where the money is budgeted for living, et cetera. And I know it gets very scary for an older individual who thinks their kids are going to mismanage their money or take their money, which is why you definitely want to get some outside representation. So if you think you're in that position where people are going to try to take your inheritance from you before you die, it's complicated. But sadly, these are the types of things that are happening. But there are ways for you to manage your money such that you have money for your living expenses, for your long-term care, and that money could only be accessed for that. If you can buy insurance, do that as well. And then make sure you have a proxy, somebody you could trust, that will make sure that you will be taken care of if you are not of sound mind. Make sure you have a family member you could trust that will make sure that you get the home health care, the care you need. But when you have somebody that, you're kind of banking on that and they're, not necessarily making correct decisions with spending, how do you bring that up? Well, like I said, first and foremost, it's their money. They can do whatever the hell they want with it. I don't want anybody's, inheritance. But if you think it's a waste of a lot of money and the person could be doing harm, how to broach the subject is, talk to them about, I know you have a will. I'm glad you do, but I want to make sure your wishes are fulfilled. Do you want your money to go to your grandkids' education? Do you want your money to go to a scholarship fund? Do you want your money to go to charity? It doesn't all have to be one lump sum. What is it that you would like to see done. You've amassed this worth, and hopefully you're here on Earth for another 10, 20 years. But if you're not, you know, what would make you happy up in heaven? Well, I want to know that my grandkids all went to college. Well, then do you want to set up now their college funds? This way you know what's done. Well, okay, then that's a way to protect the money. Goes to the college funds. That goes into a, that doesn't get spent. This is assuming there's plenty of money to go around. Now, is it that you wanted to dedicate this? Did you want, well, I wanted you guys to get a new house. I wanted you to have this. Okay, well, then put that into a fund or have that written out. Now, is it that you wanted, I want to travel. I want to go to Europe. All right, well, then let's make a travel fund for you. But you can have those conversations. And you could say, look, I don't want to see the family fall apart, argue. I've seen families break up over something so stupid. They may feel that one family member got slighted and all that. So I think what, you know, what needs to be done, because sometimes people, they just make a random will because it's very cheap to do online, saying, all right, everybody goes to the two kids. Everything goes to the two kids. Let them battle it out. Now, but, you know, if you're worried about what could happen to the money, or if the money gets spent before, you know, there's conversations you can have, but always preface that conversation by, it is your money. You get to do what you want with it. This isn't about me. It's not about the grandkids. This is about you. You know, if you want to use it to travel, if there's something you want to buy, this is you. This is your time. You did this. But if there's something you want to leave a legacy for, or if there are certain things you really are hoping this goes to, we could already specify this out now. And let's take a look and see how to make this work. And they may be like, you know, I've always wanted to do a scholarship for underserved kids in St. Paul. We could do that. We could set that up. Where every school year, a child gets $1,000, or we'll pick two children to get $500. And we could set this up any way you like. You know, there's things that you could do and you could have that conversation for. And then you could understand what, you know, and you could talk to them about budgeting. So this is going to be your food credit card. This is going to be your credit card. We'll make sure that the bills get paid. You see, you can watch us do it. It's on automatic. You could see what's happening to the money at all times. But this way it's budgeted, because I just don't want anything happening to it. And I think that's an honest conversation to have. You know, if that family member doesn't trust you, there's deeper issues going on. But there are individuals out there that want to enjoy their inheritance and do their own thing. And, I don't blame them. You know, sometimes there's just so many kids and grandkids that they don't know what to do. That they wish there wasn't an inheritance so that the fighting doesn't happen. Well, who is it? Was it Bill Gates? Who said they're not leaving any money to their kids? It's all going to charity. That would kind of stink for the family. But it's because they wanted this rich person wanted their kids to learn how to deal with it, you know, handle their finances on their own. So not an easy conversation, but it's a good one to have. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics,
Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So last weekend, one of our listeners had, I guess, gotten into a car accident, reached out to their medical provider, and on Monday, before the patient got to see his doctor, he was referred to an attorney. And this was a new doctor for him, but he had seen him once before, and so he thought it was a little suspicious that he was being referred to an attorney before seeing a medical doctor. And he thought that was very suspicious and wanted me to expound on that. So this is a very, very interesting question, okay? And I don't know the whole background, but I could surmise what's going on, and let's talk about it, which also will answer the question that some of you have: when do you need a personal injury attorney when you get into a car accident? So the situation that bees is the following, right? You have a lot of attorneys out there, a lot. And these attorneys have their doctor list that they use, which can be beneficial to you, because if you need to get in with the doctor right away, you don't want to wait 3 months. An attorney can help facilitate that. But there are attorneys that have doctors they work with, and they have pretty close relationships between attorney and doctor. And there have been many doctors that have told me that their longtime patients have gotten ripped away from them and are seeing a random doctor, yet they come back for their medical care, or their medical care doesn't have that consistency. And, you know, why is somebody going to two separate primary care doctors? What? You know, it starts to become a mess. And so some physicians are like, I don't want you seeing half a dozen different doctors. I'm your doctor. I know what medication you're on. I know what your kidney status is. So if you're going to be put on anti-inflammatories, I know what other medicines you're on. So even though any provider should be doing medicine reconciliation and understanding what other medicines you're on, sometimes your family doctor, if they really care about you, says, uh-uh. All right, I want to know that you're going to get the right care. I'm here for you whether you're having a happy day or a bad day. So sometimes these physicians, to prevent you from getting stolen or that inconsistency in care, will say, look, if what you're looking for is an attorney, right, use one of the attorneys that I work with so you don't get ripped away from me. So that could be one thing that's going on. I'm not saying that that's a perfectly okay scenario, but that might be one issue that's going on. Number two is, let's say that doctor has a long wait and can't see you right away, but again, doesn't want to lose you to somebody else. If there's an attorney that can, oversee and make sure that, and these attorneys are really, really good with making sure that you follow up with your doctor, sometimes they might find that, it's shocking to see doctors work closely with lawyers, or doctors like lawyers, but you know why? The enemy of your enemy is my friend, or if your enemies with my enemy, we're friends. Insurance companies sometimes draw enemies together. And so the third reason why a physician or a medical provider may want you to have an attorney is insurance companies and doctors don't get along that well, especially if it's an insurance company that always tries not to pay on a claim. And lawyers are fantastic at getting insurance companies to pay, or they have a little bit more patience or stamina. Doctors are too busy, and they take it. They get screwed over left and right by not getting paid by insurance companies. For me, I was getting paid 2 out of every 5 claims, which means 3 out of every 5 patients I was seeing for free. And I would have billers, and I would call myself, and there were always these little games that were being played. So some physicians have learned that they won't get paid for work that they do, usually. But if there's an attorney, that attorney may actually help and make sure that, because they get to base their fees on what went out for medical. And so it seems like it's really not as altruistic as you would like to think your relationship with your doctor is, but it's not always that salacious or evil if a doctor is working with an attorney, because the gain is there for a variety of reasons. And finally, a main reason why I like to sometimes work with attorneys, I don't always like to work with attorneys, but some of the reasons why I do, is I want the patient to get an MRI. And the insurance says, nope, too expensive. Just do physical therapy for 3 months first. And I'm like, but I know they have a tear. I know that. Why waste their time? Why, you know, start causing compensatory damage to other joints? Let me order the flipping MRI. I tell the lawyer, I'm like, this patient needs an MRI. I can't get it done. And they can sometimes get that for the patient because they're the patient advocate. So there is an advantage to that. Now, when is there a disadvantage? Well, if the attorney screws you over, if you don't necessarily need the attorney, you know, some people say, well, the insurance company will get mad if I have an attorney. You know, here's the thing. Insurance companies have a job to do. They do not want to waste money on unnecessary claims. And that's a reasonable goal. Because they've had people that have taken advantage of them. And the more people that take advantage of insurance companies, then the more it costs the consumer. So insurance companies want to save money. And they want to know that MRIs and tests aren't being ordered just to jack up the fees so lawyers can make money. And so, you know, I tell patients, it all depends on what your issue is. If you have a simple case and you feel comfortable representing yourself with that car accident case or that workers' comp case, and you think you are getting the right care, you know, it's up to you. But if you think you're getting, if there's a workers' comp case or there's a car accident and, you know, the insurance company's like, here, just take this $1,000 check and let's close it. And you're like, but look, I think I have some medical issues and I want to make sure I have time to pursue this, and you feel like you're going to be screwed over, then, yeah, you might want representation. So I can't say, you know, when to get an attorney and when not to. You know, I like it when the attorneys will only accept payment, you know, when you win. And many of them are doing that because they understand that people will not hire an attorney or do a retainer. It's just too expensive. Attorneys make way more money than, what, $800 an hour, $1,000 an hour. It just doesn't make sense. You know, but you do have to realize that that settlement gets split. And, you know, you might finally make a settlement, but you get taxed on the whole settlement. The attorney gets their share, what, 33%, 35%, sometimes more. And so, you know, those are things you have to understand and take into account. And then, of course, you know, the doctor needs to get paid, although sometimes the doctor gets paid by insurance, sometimes not. So, and a doctor working with an attorney is not anything that to me would garner a red flag. Attorneys and doctors work together often as long as it's for the benefit of the patient and for the patient to get what they need. But if at all you feel like there's some other gain where more money could be made or you don't need to get medical care. Now, I do get asked, you know, when should you see a chiropractor or get osteopathic manipulation? My concern with car accidents is you do get out of alignment. And I'm married to a chiropractor, you all know. But I am sick and tired of seeing people have major degenerative disc disease because they blew off their previous neck and back injuries. So my recommendation is always have a medical provider evaluate you and see if anything got knocked out of alignment or if you need therapy. Because if you blow that off and need it later, insurance company might not cover it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.